We were looking yesterday, and I was sharing with you from a very familiar verse, I think, for all of us. It's a verse from Psalm 119, verse 105. When you hear this verse, you're, oh, yeah. And there's thoughts that come into your mind right away. So Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light unto my path." Thank you, Jesus, that that is true. Thank you that the word of God, it is light, it is illumination. And so as we speak the word, as we stand on the word, as we read the word, as we get the word inside of us, it is a light. It shines out of us, and so it shines before us so we can see where we're going. And one of the things I was trying to share with you yesterday was an encouragement that every time you read the word, don't just read the word because as you hear that word, there's things that you've already learned from that word. And those are invaluable. Remember those things. But don't be limited to just those things. In other words, every time I read the word, I expect that the Holy Spirit, because the word's living and active, the Holy Spirit is going to speak something relevant or show me something, bring life from that word, life that applies to my needs, to my life today. Because the last time I read Psalm 119, verse 105, it probably spoke to me relevant to those needs, where I was at that moment. But my life has changed. Things have happened. Today is different than it was even 3-4 weeks ago. There's things that that are different. My mindset is different. My concerns, the things around me are different. And so I expect the Word of God every time I read it. I expect the Word of God to speak to me in my situation at that moment. So I don't want to only remember the nugget of truth that I learned the last time or that I learned 14 years ago on that verse. I want the verse to always, I want to remember that nugget of truth, but I also want to have an expectation for more. And I use this verse as an example because I think it is a common verse. And I think a lot of people have, and this is true, a lot of people have been taught, your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And a lot of times what we're taught from that is, you know, that the word of God does give us, you know, it does give us that light that shines forth. But if you're carrying a lamp in front of you, the light's only going to be, you know, maybe five, 6 feet in front of you. That's it. So you can't see all the way in the distance, but you can see far enough to keep moving forward. That's true. I think all of us have been taught that. That's true. But you know what? At the end of the day, I want to make sure that I don't just live just there. I want to live with whatever that truth is for my life today, because there's more to it than that. This is the beauty of the Word of God. This is why I can sit behind this microphone every day for more than 5 years now, and there's always something new to share. There's always something new. I could read every verse, and the next time I read the verse, I can have something new, because the Holy Spirit always shows something new to us. This is why the Word is so exciting. And why we should be excited about the word every time we read it. So when we read Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The word of God is illumination for us. And yes, there is truth that, you know, if you have a lamp in front of you, you're only going to see a few feet in front of you. You're not going to be able to see half a mile ahead of you. You know, that lamp's only going to shine a few feet in front of you, so keep on moving. That's true. But you know what? There's another truth that is there that we have to remember. Don't let one nugget limit you in your understanding of the fullness of the word. We were looking last week at the book of 2 Peter. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, we saw Peter, and maybe it was 2 weeks ago, we were looking at Peter as he was sharing a truth to us, you know, about the growth of the knowledge that we have. And it's what I referred to as, you know, it's that layering of knowledge. And Peter said we have divine power that pertains to everything in life. Divine power has been given to us that pertains to everything unto life. And then he started that whole process of, you know, once you have, whereby we're given exceedingly great and precious promises. And besides this, we have diligence. Then add to diligence faith. And then onto that virtue, and onto virtue knowledge, and onto knowledge temperance, and onto temperance patience. And it goes on. And there's a layering effect of you continue to build in your knowledge. And this is the truth for the word of God as well. We need to continue to build that knowledge that we have from the Word of God. So we can take a concept that we learn from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. And we can know that, yep, a lamp just shows you a few feet ahead. But that's not all that that verse is saying. I mean, the crux of that verse really is saying the Word of God that you read is a lamp. It's a light. It brings illumination. What does light do? It makes darkness flee. It exposes darkness and it totally removes darkness. Totally removes it. Every time I'm in the Word of God, I'm bringing light into my life, which chases all that darkness away every time I read the Word of God. If you feel like you're in a dark place in your life today, you want light. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It brings lightness to where otherwise would be darkness. If you can't see where you're going in life, if you feel like you're just stumbling around in the wilderness, if you feel like you're not getting any closer to the promises of Jesus Christ, you're not getting closer to the promised land that the Israelites, as they stumbled in the wilderness for 40 years, if you kind of feel like you're stumbling around in the wilderness and not getting any closer to the answers, if you feel like you are swallowed up in darkness and things feel hopeless today, and it feels like victory is elusive, if those are the things you feel, then the Word of God is that light which shows you where to go. But we don't want to limit ourselves. We want to be able to see even beyond just those few feet in front of us. So as we're reading 2 Peter chapter 1, as we learned all of that layering that he was talking about, as we read down further, we can see from the Word of God that I want you to just listen to what this says and then think about the verse we just read. So verse number 9 from 2 Peter chapter 1 says, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. For whoever lacks these qualities, so again, he just gave us that whole list of things that we can build upon. You have knowledge, and upon knowledge, then you add virtue, and then virtue, you add patience. And there's this building effect. So he's talked about all these qualities that we build. These qualities are developed all from the Word of God. The time you spend in the Word of God is what develops these qualities. And these qualities make us strong in Him to be overcomers and to be victorious so that we can grab hold of, how'd this whole section start? We can grab hold of all the divine power that belongs to us that pertains to this life and godliness. That divine power for victory, these qualities that Peter's talking about that we build one upon another, these are the qualities that come from the Word of God, and they give us the strength, the ability to lay hold of those promises, all of those good and precious promises that provide everything that is required in this life. So we understand all that. Then verse number 9 says, for whoever lacks these qualities, so in other words, if I lack that knowledge that comes from the Word, if I lack that virtue, if I lack the diligence, if I lacked the knowledge, if I lack the temperance, the perseverance, if I lack the patience, the godliness, if I lack all of those things, here's what it says. For whoever lacks these qualities is blind, spiritually short-sighted, seeing only what is near to him, and has become oblivious to the fact that he is cleansed from his old sins. Here's what Peter's saying. Peter's saying these qualities that we develop, and they all develop from the Word of God, these qualities that we develop from the Word of God in us, if we lack those qualities, we're not going to be able to lay hold of what's ours. It's already ours. Peter's told us that the divine power that is required for everything in this life is yours. And it's backed by his divine promises. His power for deliverance and victory in your life, in every area of your life, all that you need, his power for that is backed by his promises. And we become strong in him to lay hold of those promises by developing these qualities of Christ, these qualities of the Word. We develop these qualities in us, and these qualities enable us to lay hold of that which is ours, to possess it. But if we lack those qualities, we're blind. We're spiritually short-sighted. Now we know from Psalm 119, verse 105, that the Word is a lamp unto our feet. And we've been taught that it just lights up for us to just see what's immediately in front of us. And that is what light does. But what Peter is saying is, the more we develop these qualities, Psalm 119, verse 105, is 100% true. It's true. The light, the Word of God, is a light that illuminates the pathway in front of us, our feet, so we can see. But don't just limit yourself. You know what the psalmist said in Psalm 119 is true, but he was speaking that under a different covenant. Peter's speaking to us under the new covenant, the covenant that we have in Jesus Christ, where limits are removed. Peter is saying, develop these qualities from the Word, the same Word that we know lights our path. But now Peter is saying, yeah, it lights your path. But develop these qualities in the Word, and what you're going to be able to do is see beyond just what's in front of you. You're not going to just be short-sighted. You're going to be able to see what lies ahead. You'll see the promises. You'll see the purpose. You'll see the plan. You'll see what God has for you in front of you. You're not going to see it all, because you're not going to see it all until, look, I can see something way in front of me. If you're driving, ever driven out in like some of the flat areas in the Midwest, like in Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, and it's all flat land, and you can see rows of crops, and then you finally can see, because you're on straight roads, and you can finally see off in the distance, there's a city that's there. You can see it, but it's still so far away, you can't see any details of it. You don't know all the details. You can see the city's there, and so you keep moving. You can't see the full city. In the same way, you can see, and this is what Peter's telling us. Peter's saying is, develop the qualities of Christ that come from the Word of God. Develop these qualities in you, and you have the ability to possess those promises, but it also gives you the wherewithal to not be struggling, wandering around in the wilderness, blinded and short-sighted. The Word gives you the ability to see well. Peter's saying, don't be short-sighted. Look ahead and be encouraged. Be encouraged by the destiny that Christ has for you. Be encouraged to see the promises that are in front of you. Be encouraged to see what's ahead. If you're only looking at the few feet in front of you, you're going to miss the strength and the encouragement that comes from seeing the full promises of all that He has for you. Now again, understand what I'm saying. Psalm 119, verse 105 is true. The Word of God is a lamp. It's light. It's a light unto our feet so we can see where we're going. We can see the path. That gets us in the direction, but don't just stay there. Don't just limit yourself to that. That's true. Don't limit yourself to that, though, because as Peter is talking here in 2 Peter about the qualities of Christ that come to us, that we develop through the Word of God, as we develop those qualities, we're able to not be short-sighted. If we don't develop those qualities, then we remain blind, spiritually short-sighted, seeing only what's near to us. Peter is saying, you can see what's well beyond. You're not going to see all the details, but you can see the promises. You can see what lays ahead. And when you can see what lays ahead, it gives you the impetus. It gives you the strength to, no matter what's happened, pick yourself up and move forward, because you can see the promises. If you only see darkness in front of you, it's going to be hard to believe and to be excited about what's ahead because you can't see it. Peter's telling us you can. You can see it. If we look at Proverbs 6:23, and we'll end with this. Proverbs 6:23 says, "For the commandment," which is talking about the Word, "is a lamp, and the whole teaching of the law is light, and reproofs of discipline are the way to life." Again, we see this is talking about the Word of God being that lamp. Let's not be short-sighted. Let the Word develop the qualities of Christ in you and I. And as it develops those qualities of Christ in you and I, we're able to see, not short-sighted, but we can see what's ahead. And in seeing the promises and seeing the good things and seeing the destination that Christ has for you, it gives you the strength and the courage to move forward. And as you develop those qualities from the Word of God, it also gives you the ability in moving forward to actually lay hold and possess those things that Christ has for you. And Christ has those things for you. So be excited. Be excited. And let the Word show you. Spend time in the Word and let it develop that short-sightedness into the ability to see well beyond all the things that Jesus has for you.